I made a decision, and I was going to see that decision through. Now, that sounds all good. I'm talking to myself. All that sounds good, but this is 26.2 miles ahead of me. Now we get to the day of the marathon. I'm feeling good. I just knew I was going to win the race. So I was pushing my way to the front of the line because I feel like nobody's going to take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. Let me tell you that again. Nobody is going to take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. So I pushed my way to the front of the line. To the left of me and to the right of me are my Kenyan brothers and sisters. I even told them in my confident bison way, I'm going to see y'all at the finish line. Then the gun goes off. I start running so fast, it's like I'm running a 100-yard dash at the Penn relays. I'm not pacing myself, I'm just trying to keep up with the Kenyans. But then I hit a quarter mile. And all I could see was my brothers and sisters way in the distance. Then I hit the 10-mile mark, and I learned a very important lesson. I learned why people train for 6 months. See, me and the Kenyans, we weren't even in the same borough anymore. They had already finished the race. And then something suddenly started to happen to my body, something I never felt before. I lost all the sodium in my body. My body starts to lock up and completely break down. I couldn't run no more. I could barely walk. And then I fell to my knees.